For the past 10 years, Liliana Galelli, an attorney with the Santa Rosa office of Kurowski, Purvis & Bogg, has specialized in a rapidly changing field, immigration law.
You just have to be keeping abreast of all the changes, and it's on a daily basis.
Recently, that has meant trying to keep abreast of the enormous influx of children along the U.S. border in Texas and elsewhere. Normally, she says, the process for such new arrivals would be straightforward.
Usually, an unaccompanied child would be released to a family member that's here, and they would allow them into the country. That is not the case for an adult. A child, because they've made the journey and they're alone, and the only person really claiming them is here in the States, hopefully they have someone here, then they are released and allowed to fight their case and to establish some kind of legal claim to remain here.
But the sheer numbers of these children, tens of thousands of them, mainly from Central American countries like Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala, have overwhelmed existing immigration centers, creating a humanitarian crisis that Galelli says is only exacerbated by efforts to immediately deport them.
Now they're being turned back, and unfortunately there's a lot of problems with that because where are they flying them to? What city? Some are coming from a very far away and they're maybe flying them to the capital, or are they busing them back? There's a lot of questions, and when it's children involved, it's not so easy, no matter where you are on the political spectrum.
Even doing this, she adds, is creating a nationwide complication for the federal administrative courts that handle immigration matters.
The court docket is so impacted. The Obama administration has asked all courts throughout the nation to help adjudicate all of these cases at the border, so they've established video conference processing. So in order to make more time for that, all of our cases are now being bumped further back. And I'm getting cases that are new now or from 2013, and they're going to be adjudicated in 2018.
These delays of 5 years or longer affect a wide range of cases, from appeals from applicants to the Modified DREAM Act, officially Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, to challenges of deportation orders. Fortunately, Galelli adds, the number of those cases is decreasing now due to California's passage of the so-called Trust Act last fall. As a result,
the criminal system is not going to call immigration every time they have somebody in their custody and release them over, which was the case before September of 2013. If you got caught drinking and driving and you were undocumented, they were holding you. It was called an immigration hold. And immigration would come and get you and put you into deportation proceedings. So we had so much business. And now that's dissipating because of the Trust Act.
This and other issues of concern to undocumented immigrants currently living in Sonoma County will be the subject of a free public forum Galelli will be presenting, in both English and Spanish, tonight at the Healdsburg Library. It's an appropriate venue, she says, where even those who can't attend her event can still learn more about their options.
Knowledge is power. Use the library. There's so much information. There's the internet. There are books in Spanish. Inform yourself and then take your steps.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.